Chapter 10, Anatomy of the Muscular System, Chapter Summary. Here's a tip. Listen to this summary after reading the chapter to help you reinforce the key concepts. Before class or your next test, you can also use the summary as a quick review. Introduction. There are more than 600 skeletal muscles in the body. From 40% to 50% of body weight is skeletal muscle. Muscles, along with the skeleton, determine the form and contours of the body. Skeletal muscle structure. Connective tissue has three fibrous components: endomysium, paramycium, and epimysium. Endomysium is a delicate connective tissue membrane that covers skeletal muscle fibers. Paramycium is a tough connective tissue binding together fascicles. Epimysium is a coarse sheath covering the muscle as a whole. These three fibrous components may continue and fuse to become a tendon or an aponeurosis. Additionally, a tendon sheath lined with synovial membrane may cover some longer tendons. Skeletal muscles vary considerably in size, shape, and fiber arrangement. They can range in size from extremely small to large masses. The variety of shapes of skeletal muscles include broad, narrow, long, tapering, short, blunt, triangular, quadrilateral, irregular, flat sheets, or bulky masses. Skeletal muscles come in a variety of arrangements, such as parallel to a long axis, converging to a narrow attachment, oblique, pinnate, bipinnate, or curved. The direction of fibers is significant because of its relationship to function. The origin of muscle is the point of attachment that does not move when the muscle contracts, while the insertion is the point of attachment that moves when the muscle contracts. Most movements are produced by the coordinated action of several muscles. Some muscles in the group contract, while others relax. The prime mover is a muscle that directly performs a specific movement. In general, agonists are any mover muscle that directly performs a movement, including the prime mover, while antagonists are muscles that directly oppose prime movers when contracting. An antagonist relaxes while the agonist is contracting to produce movement. This provides precision and control during contraction of prime movers. Muscles that contract at the same time as the prime movers are called synergists. They facilitate prime mover actions to produce a more efficient movement. Fixator muscles are joint stabilizers, which are a type of synergist. In the human body, bones serve as levers and joints serve as fulcrums. A contracting muscle applies a pulling force on a bone lever at the point of the muscle's attachment to the bone, which causes the insertion bone to move about its joint fulcrum. A lever system is composed of four component parts: rigid bar, which is the bone, a fulcrum around which the rod moves, which is the joint, a load that is moved, and a pull that produces movement, which occurs due to muscle contraction. In first-class levers, the fulcrum lies between the pull and the load. This type of lever is not abundant in the human body. First-class levers serve as levers of stability. In second-class levers, the load lies between the fulcrum and the joint at which the pull is exerted. The presence of these levers in the human body is a controversial issue. In third-class levers, pull is exerted between the fulcrum and load. This permits rapid and extensive movement. It is the most common type of lever found in the body. How muscles are named. Muscle names can be in Latin or English. Muscles are named according to one or more of the following features: location, function, shape; direction of fibers, which are named according to fiber orientation; number of heads or divisions; points of attachment, both origin and insertion points; relative size, whether small, medium, or large. Important skeletal muscles. The muscles of facial expression are unique in that at least one point of attachment is to the deep layers of the skin over the face or neck. The muscles of mastication are responsible for chewing movements. The muscles that move the head are paired muscles on either side of the neck. Trunk muscles. Muscles of the thorax are of critical importance in respiration. Muscles of the abdominal wall are arranged in three layers, with fibers in each layer running in different directions to increase strength. Muscles of the back bend or stabilize the back, while muscles of the pelvic floor support the structures in the pelvic cavity. Upper limb muscles. In the shoulder girdle, muscles that attach the upper extremity to the torso are located anteriorly or posteriorly. These muscles also allow extensive movement. Muscles that move the upper part of the arm have extensive movement in every plane of motion because the shoulder is a synovial joint. Muscles that move the forearm are found proximal to the elbow and attached to the ulna and radius. Muscles that move the wrist, hand, and fingers are located on the anterior or posterior surface of the forearm. Lower limb muscles. The pelvic girdle and lower extremity function in locomotion and maintenance of stability. Lower limb muscles include muscles that move the thigh and lower part of the leg and muscles that move the ankle and foot. Extrinsic foot muscles are located in the leg and exert their actions by pulling on tendons that insert on bones in the ankle and foot. They are responsible for dorsiflexion, plantar flexion, inversion, and eversion. Intrinsic foot muscles are located within the foot and are responsible for flexion, extension, abduction, and adduction of the toes. Posture. Maintaining the posture of the body is one of the major roles muscles play. Good posture describes the body's alignment that most favors function. It is achieved by keeping the body's center of gravity over its base and requires the least muscular work to maintain. To maintain posture, muscles exert a continual pull on bones in the opposite direction from gravity. Structures other than muscle and bones have a role in maintaining posture. The nervous system is responsible for the existence of muscle tone and also for regulation and coordination of the amount of pull exerted by individual muscles. Respiratory, digestive, excretory, and endocrine systems all contribute to maintain posture. Cycle of life, muscular system. Muscle cells increase or decrease in number, size, and ability to shorten at different periods. Pathological conditions at different periods may affect the muscular system. Life cycle changes can affect muscles. In infancy and childhood, the coordination and control of muscle contraction permit sequential developmental steps. Degenerative changes of advancing age result in replacement of muscle cells with non-functional connective tissue, resulting in diminished strength.